From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Come to the point. We're about to receive the entering of the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says the entrance of thy word brings light. And the Bible says the light shine in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend. And there was a man who was sent from God. Tonight at this inspiration at 7, we have a man in our midst who has been sent by God to minister to our lives. If you're excited, all the way to the back, let us make noise as we welcome the Bishop Victor Collins Asabro.
I love church and I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. And I told him I can't get enough of church. Perhaps church is boring to you, but to me, church is everything. That is where I find the Lord in a special way. Jesus said, where two or three I gathered in my name, I will be there, I'll be there in a special way. The Lord your God in the midst of thee is mighty. How I love the sweet fellowship I find in the church. I love the church, I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what he wants. I love church, I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. Oh.
Some of you, it's not working for you at all. Prince.
I want to make it clear to everyone who asks why I love the church so much. I love church because I get to see the brethren. When you are saved, you begin to love the brethren. That is how you know that you have passed from death to life.
Hey.
Because you love the brethren in a special way. Grow up in the Lord Jesus, start loving God, loving His church, and loving His
Missy,
people.
Come on.
I love church and I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what he wants. I love church and I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Some old people are struggling.
Oh, 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 oh. Have you forgotten how much time you spend with your girlfriend?
Nikhil, are you learning?
Have you forgotten how much time you spend watching movies? Have you forgotten how much time you spend locked up? I am amazed.
Where's Isaiah? Where's Isaiah?
Such a stupid question. I love church. I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose
Where's Isaiah? I didn't see Isaiah. Where's Isaiah? Where's Isaiah? Is he sleeping? He got home. He got home? Oh, my, I miss Isaiah's moves here, I tell you. I think Lorenzo has taken over from Isaiah. It's working very powerfully. The Isaiahic anointing. My God. You're welcome tonight. It's going to be a short night, okay? I promise you that. Yeah, the shortest sermon ever. And then we will be going home. Yeah, because you are trying to drink my blood. It's since yesterday, you've been drinking my blood. So. I want to keep some in my vessels. Apostle, what do you think? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's pray. Father, what a blessing it is. It's always a blessing to be in your presence. We're so grateful. We're so glad you bring us together again. I ask, oh God, you speak to us, affect our lives. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Our lives are indeed never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Adola, it's good to see you. I'm sure because I saw you on Cemetery Road, that's why you came. It's nice. it's lovely. I should see all my old church members on the road. I'm sure they will come. Yeah. Wow. Are English people hungry? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. We're talking about fight a good fight, isn't it? Yeah, it's a fight. It's a fight to it's a fight to come to church. It's a fight to stay in church. Adola will tell you, it's a fight to come to church. Sometimes, you know, those of us who have kind of managed to, is that Sandra? Do I see Sandra? Where's Sandra? Hi, Sandra. Chandra. Wati. Yeah, those are my two girls. Man. Yeah, I fell out with them black people. I got some nice Indian family now. Yeah. Black people stress, no? Well, it's good to see you. Yeah. Those of us who have kind of broken through, because I have been doing church for many years. So sometimes you cannot understand why some people can't do what you're doing. I got saved in 1989. September or August or September 1989. Miraculously, I was on the road to Damascus. Yeah, I gave my life to Christ. 1989. Yeah, August. Yeah. So, a pastor friend of mine from, I think it's Redeemed, Tuache, I think he was celebrating 20 years in ministry yesterday or so. Redeemed Christian Church of God. I should also celebrate my how many years in ministry. I think that's what people do here. We should be doing those things. So what do you do? Like, on that day, what do you do? Is it a ball day or something like that? It's food? Party. Because people like that. Yeah. Like, people like these kind of things. It's a 20. It's party, right? It's social gathering. Special invited. Yeah, he invited me, but yesterday I was so busy I couldn't make it. 20. We were. <laughs> 20 years in ministry. So I gave my life to Jesus Christ in 1989, August of 1989.
So what I'm doing, I didn't start yesterday. Is that sometimes we can overestimate or underestimate the ability to stay on course for years. A few people, not a lot of people, are able to stick to something for many, many years. I don't know why Princess is laughing. He didn't come this morning to pay his tithe, and then he came tonight, and he's laughing. Yeah. Since we started this church 14 years ago, I have seen people come and go, come and go. You will not believe if I show you first-timers cards. It's a mountain. First-timers cards in this church. The first time is that God has brought through this church, through at thousands. So it is not easy. So yesterday I was here with a group of people from morning around 7 o'clock till about what, 10 or so. All day, 12 hours plus. And this morning we come. Yeah. When you wake up this morning, you see that actually. Can I not sleep today? And you have to speak to yourself, say, hey, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You have to get up. I'm sure some of you say, you know, as for today, if I don't take a bus to church, it's okay because, you know, Bishop knows that we over late last night. And that this morning, I almost missed church. So let them sheep stay where they are. We gotta go look for those sheep. Yeah, Bishop understand. He has over now. Yeah. But I was standing from the morning to the night. Yeah. And I had to go home, catch a rest, get myself sorted out for all day today marathon again. So when some people say that pastors don't do anything, you don't understand. Maybe your pastor doesn't do anything. Yeah. Your pastor doesn't do anything. So don't underestimate the ability to stay on course for many years. There are a lot of obstacles. There are a lot of entanglement and distractions. I think last night, when I was trying to pray, I don't know why I even prayed for you like that, but I think there was a particular young lady that I felt to pray for a bit longer last night. And I'm sure none of you heard it, but I heard it. It was a demon in a young girl's life. And the demon said, she must fall. We want to take her down. She has to fall. Yeah, last night, right here. Nice little girl who's been coming to church all these years. It was very interesting to hear a demon say that she must fall. Right here in the church last night. So it is not so simple to walk into the house of the Lord. And like David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's not a jargon. It's not a jargon that No. I love church and I have no apologies. It's not just a song. It's a spirit. It's a spirit and it's a song that I'm praying that as we play it for me to come on stage, it will get into your bone marrow. You have to understand that it takes a lot of vigilance, discipline, and the grace of God to stay on the straight course. Narrow way for the rest of your life. That is why I don't have time with foolish comments about Benny Hinn confessing about prosperity preaching. Yeah. People, if you, I don't know if you've noticed it. It's on. I have not even read what they said Benny Hinn said. But I think today I happened to stumble on Mike Murdoch responding to it. I've already seen one or two pastors responding to it. Some people are trying to criticize him and all of that. It is not easy to stay on this narrow street until the end of your life. It's by the grace of God. It's discipline. It's conviction. That's why I tell you, I like the movies where the bad guy doesn't die immediately when he's shot. Yeah. I'll be back. Terminator. One eye is gone and he's coming in. You, the devil, you have to run. Murdoch. Coming for you. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, you have to be conscious to stay on course. Stay preaching. Stay praying. Stay reading your Bible. Stay fellowshipping. Especially stay happy. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Because some Christians try to waste the blood of Jesus. The blood by being morose, baptized with lemon juice, your face does not smell anything about the death, the burial, the resurrection. Do you know what it takes to die and rise again on the third day? For you and I to be free, and you are still walking around not happy? Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Tell your neighbor, fight. Yeah. In Guyana, you have to fight. Oh.
Let me tell him.
You see it? The lack of order and discipline. That's why I said, don't ever go to court. Never.
The prince laughs when I say it.
Yeah. Prince, I think you should do some CXC classes here too. All I see is that you are going to help some people. You are helping these people here. And the church, you don't help us with CXC math. You can come. I know you come and organize. You can come. Who should organize for you to come? You come and organize the thing. So I'll give you a microphone and you say, oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. CSC classes starts next week. Do something here. Yeah. Let the neighborhood people come so they can come to church too. Because I saw you with a fancy picture with some guy. You went somewhere to help. I said, look at Prince. I'm not suffering from diabetes, though. Where there's sugar and the sugar is killing me. I must have people who are helping me. No, I have people and I'm dying. Oh, Prince.
I agree.
We have a deal. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Seek funding for it. Let them bring money. Let's do air condition here for classes, right? Yeah. It's true now. God bless you. Yeah, help us, I'm sure. Yeah. I like to write maths. And the first time we wrote it was ungraded. Want to do it again? Well, somebody who have love and patience for us, Julius, to show us 1 + 1 = 1. By faith. So I say, here is a church. We don't use faith. We just want faith. 1 + 1 = 1. Say, so I don't understand why 1 + 1 = 2. Don't you see? 1, 1. It had to be 1. Where is this 2 coming from? I don't see any 2. It's 2 1s I see. So 1, 1. The next one must be 1, 2. Yeah. Failure. Are you there? I finished preaching now. Sure. I need some blood. I need to keep some blood running in my system. So fight the good fight of faith. Tomorrow is a holiday. Look, wow. It's umana ya biyo, umana something.
It's a Meridian man, nah, papi. Yeah. We're drinking Paiwari tonight. So tomorrow we ain't going nowhere. Paiwari Festival. CB, Paiwari. Yeah, she's too young for that. She know them thing. Okay. All right. He's Katama, baby. All right. I'm talking about fighting. So if Benihin has made a mistake, or he's saying that he used to see prosperity in a different light than what he sees now, and then you are criticizing him. Hey, Charlie. At least he has had time enough to say and correct his mindset. Pray that you too. You can at least once in your lifetime say that this thing I've been preaching was wrong. Yeah. Yeah, that it's not too late for you to correct something. Instead of saying that, oh, look, lie, look at this guy. He spent people's money, their big house, big pool. By the way, I saw on Facebook somebody took a picture of Granger's house and said that 2 years he's got this house. But if you go to Pearl, he lives next door to us. It's not no big place. Even mostly went there. When they finished, mostly went there and said he went to see Uncle Granger's place. The way people are talking about it, it's not like this 1.5 acre or 2 acre that Jack Dio has. I don't know why they would take such lies and put it on Facebook. Eh? Yeah, it's even a brother's place. It's not even his own place. Anyway. All right. So, you have to fight to stay on course. You're preaching today. Are you going to preach tomorrow? You have to preach tomorrow. Do not be part of those who can't fight. Don't be a chicken. Don't be a chicken. Man of God, are you there? This post must miss you if you are not here. It must miss your head as you lean on it every Sunday night and Sunday morning. Yeah. I tell you. So we try to break it down to things you should fight, isn't it? Because you can't fight for everything. There are some fights that are foolish fights. Yeah. Don't fight foolish fights. Fighting your brother and your sister for a property is a foolish fight. Yeah. Some people like that. They'll fight until there's nothing more to fight about. Yeah. No wonder I was about to fight some guy in school. You remember, right? Yeah. That was the first time I experienced what they call stars. I tell you. this guy, he was a quiet guy. I don't know what happened, but something, and then it's like, hey, Charlie, and then say, he pushed me, I pushed him, and then, you know, then classmates came out. So as they were trying to hold each other, the guy slapped me. I saw stars. I was a shepherd watching my flock by night. I saw the Maserot and the Topaz. Yeah, stars. Hey, I was happy the people stopped the fight. It would have been a very foolish fight. I tell you. Yeah. Oh, I see the light. I remember the guy's name up to today. He's called Arkest. His last name was Arkest.
Arkest, yeah. A-R-K-H-U-R-S-T. Arkest. Red guy, quiet. He doesn't talk. I don't know what made me go and fight that guy. It was a foolish fight. Yeah. It was a foolish fight. I think since then, I don't remember fighting. No. That, you don't fight foolish fights. You see, it's like when you get so passionate, you want to fight somebody, you can even throw your blow off the target. Have you seen that before? It's like you're so angry and so passionate. That's why even in boxing, Adola will tell you, in boxing, you have to control yourself. You have to be, so you shouldn't mean the guy so much to hit him and kill him. You have to do that. Jabs. Or you hit him and then you yourself will fall. Yeah, there are some slaps like that. You mean the guy, at the moment you see that, when you slap, you go off like that. Then your face shows where he could slap you. Then your face positions properly for him rather to slap you. You shouldn't fight a foolish fight. So we say you should fight to be a strong Christian, isn't it? Strong Christian. You know the song? I want to be a strong Christian. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Hey. You see, I heard something yesterday. And I realized, you see, people are not strong Christians. So I told my books people to sell the book, Rules for Church Work and The Art of Following as a package. It didn't work. I was amazed that it didn't work. The reason why it didn't work is that the person I put there to sell doesn't love and respect me. Yes. I said, he sat down here and we packaged the books to sell. So where are the books? What's the use of not selling the books? The second factor was that people say, it is the rules for church work I need. I have the art of following. And so what? It's a package. And the girl there was so nice to the people and disobedient to me to sell the people just that book. So all the work in setting the two as a package and even maybe the idea behind the whole thing got lost because somebody who I placed there did not respect my instructions. Yeah, that's what happened. It's a package. 2 for $1,000. You have the art of following. And so what? Bless somebody. Or even have two. Do you know the books, bishop's books, do you know how many I have? I have a Macarius 40 at home. I have a Macarius 60 at home. The 60, 40 of the 60 is the same as the 40 here. Then I have single books over the years that the cover has changed, but the content has not changed. I have them. The Art of Leadership, when they were single books. How to Lead Difficult People. The lecture notes on leadership. When The Art of Leadership was single books. 10 of them. I have them right there on my shelf. And then when it became The Art of Leadership together as a book, I have about 3 different covers also. Apart from the electronic versions, I have. Be a strong Christian? I'm making a joke. You only want one copy of something? You are not a strong Christian? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Anytime you stretch your hand, you must touch a Bible. Anytime you stretch your hand, you must touch a book. Anytime you stretch your hand, you must touch a device. I tell you. The other day, I realized that I have a phone and I have an iPad. I realized that no. I need 2 iPads or 3 iPads. I need 4 phones or 10 phones. That I don't use as I don't need to call. I don't need no 2 numbers. I see it as a burden to carry 2 phones. So I got a device the other day which uses the SIM card, but I bought it because I could the memory card is 128 gig. So I said, okay, I'll leave my phone, I'll leave my iPad, and I'll just download all my messages and my camp messages on this one here. So I can actually press play from the morning I leave it at home. When I go in the night, it'll be my steady playing. Yeah. My house is charged. The only device you have is your phone. As your Bible is on it, you write your notes on it, you make calls on it. Your Bible is not holy anymore. You want to be a strong Christian? When I'm home, I'm listening to something. When I jump into my car, another something plays. Yeah, hey. How can the devil get me? There's no space for the devil. It's you who sit in minibus. Who can create your own atmosphere? So you have to fight. That's what I mean. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We spoke about number two. Did we talk about number two? Fight to be led by the Holy Spirit and be in the will of God, isn't it? There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 10. There are a lot of voices around. There are a lot of voices. And none of them, even what I'm telling Prince, it's their voices. Because Prince has a grace that he's giving outside. The voices out there is too strong for him than the voice here. That's why I have to say it. Because like the influence, the passion out there is so strong. Wilson, you okay? Where's Rastaman? He got home. Where is another one? Oh, okay. So that's what the Bible says. You have to fight to be led by the Spirit and to walk in the will of God. It's a fight. It's a fight. Because let me continue to use Prince as an example. When you are out there, you see, when you are in the church, if Prince does CXC in the church, he will not come in the news. The church doesn't have radio and TV. But if he's out there, the other day he went to see the minister, I think. Yeah, he doesn't know that I watch him, but I watch him. He's my church member. I know my sheep. He went to see. Is it Scott you went to see? Scott? Ah, you see? He was sitting on the table with Minister Scott. And yeah, the CXC, you know, fighting for some, you know, is it funds for the people to write CXC? And the results came and they have done really so well. Yeah. Yeah. He got so many privileges. And he has become so glorious that he wants to give it back to the society. But you see, the honor, the fame, the name out there is more stronger than the name here. You get it? And because the accolades, the glory, the publicity, they will make Prince feel so good that he's doing such a good work. Whereas when he comes to the church, it will not be like that. So it's a voice. And that voice is all, and my voice and this voice here is also without signification. It's also very important. But you realize that it's a fight to really stay on course to hear the real voice. Yeah, it's like my friend Freddie Kizun. Kaijo News columnist. The guy's been writing. I don't know which part of Guyana that has changed for him since he started talking and writing. Yeah. You have his number? Yeah. Oh, I should. Prince his friend. I said I want to meet him. For so many years, I said I want to meet him. The only thing I want to tell him is that, Freddie, you're wasting your time. You're wasting paper. Stand up for Jesus. Was it Jaipur Sharma who was saying, was it today or the other day, that they are considering 3 bridges over the Demerara River? You should do 19, not 3, 19. Government moves 3 bridges over the Demerara River. In your dreams, it's election time in your dreams. Jaipur Sharma. You can't even give us one. You're thinking about 3. But voices are very strong. And there are so many of them. So when you are going to be, you're going to be led by the Spirit of God, you have to understand that you get challenges. That's what even takes me to my next point, which I want to close with. Is fight to be spiritual and not carnal. Fight to be spiritual and not carnal. Because the voices is, again, when you are going to be carnal, you will automatically listen to certain voices. Because you are carnal when you listen to, you follow things that make you happy and make you comfortable. John the Baptist, Jesus said he was the greatest. The guy led a very spiritual life. He was living in a desert. He could have gone to court and ordered some bed. I'm sure there was courts in his days. Courts just celebrated 60 years. So maybe the other day, maybe John the Baptist just left before they came or something. Yeah, queen size, yeah. Yeah. Shave up and go to a new thriving restaurant. Yeah, mortgage from Republic Bank. You could go to Clarks and get some shoes. Chestons. Yeah. But a guy came, he lived like a madman. No decent place to stay, no decent food to eat, was not concerned about any relationship, whether you like him or not, wasn't his business. He came with a purpose to prepare a way for the Lord. It's not a simple. You. What do you mean? Sure, you are not a nice sister at all. That's why I'm closing just now, because since yesterday you are even tired than me. Yeah. Charlie, that touch, you will stay awake for the rest of the meeting. Anybody who wants the touch, you just let me come down. I'll give you a wonderful touch, crab. You stay awake for the rest of the service. Vorbik. Warmi. You're not alone. Sure. Yeah, you're looking for company. That's not bad. Yeah. So John the Baptist came, lived a very, very different life. And people even didn't like him. Because Jesus had to refer to them on that. He said, you people, John the Baptist came. He did not do the things that I did. And you said he was a very weird guy. Now I came I came and I'm mingling and I'm going to places where they are drinking wine and wedding and parties and all that. And you say that I'm not a real man of God. So what you want? But it has to take John the Baptist a very strong conviction to continue on the road. That he continued on. And there's no record of John begging for mercy when he was dying. His death was not even nice. His head was cut off. Hey. It was like he was nothing. And Jesus said, this is the guy who is the greatest among all human beings. It's a fight to be spiritual. It's more natural to follow the inclinations of your flesh. Eating, sleeping. Do you know that a Christian will say, I don't have money for offering, but they will have money for food? I've been around for a little while. Offering. Part two. Ata. Yeah, another touch, a second touch. I tell you, they will not have money for offering. They have not money to give. But you go and see where they are eating. Yes. Right next to the supermarket, they are eating. Yeah. Eating rice. Yeah. It is far easier to eat, to sleep. People struggle with staying awake and pray. Staying awake. And that's not something that people can't even do well in school because you can't stay awake and read. Hey, when I was in school, you used to chew coffee. You put coffee in your mouth. I remember the coffee what? Coffee cheese. You put coffee around your neck. Wow. I think it was A-level physics. I didn't sleep that night. We put our two legs in water. As you are studying, your two legs are in water. You do think, strategies to stay awake. And you see that the body wants to sleep. When I went to the examination room and I saw the questions, I almost got up. I said, what kind of questions have they brought? I did not sleep. Look at the questions they have brought here. If it was today, I would have just gotten up and just left the room. I said, tell the examiner, I vex me writing no more. Yeah. I saw the question. I said, because I was trying to read all the topics before. Mechanics, sound and waves, electricity, light. Yay! I read, put my legs in water, chew coffee. When you are sleeping, you just get up. You just go around. Walk up and down, walk up and down. It's like the sleep is gone. When you sit down, 5 minutes later, you say, sleep is natural. You have to fight sleep if you're going to stay on track as a good Christian. Yeah. And over here, sex is another thing. I say over here. Over here. The ex. Over here. Yeah. Romans 8 chapter, verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Fight a good fight, though. It is good to be spiritual. I tell you. It's good to be spiritual. When you are spiritual, you will even feel pain. Now, it's very interesting how they killed Stephen. Yeah. They stoned the guy. And when they were stoning him, the Bible said, and his eyes opened. The Bible says, and he said, oh! He hollering. I'm sorry. Me preaching no more. Not me. I ain't said nothing. It's Jesus. Whilst they were stoning him, the Bible says that his eyes opened. And he saw Jesus on the right hand of God. Hey, people are beating you. People are killing you. It's not that your eyes are open to see visions. Charlie, you are very spiritual. It's like the guy leaves the flesh, so he doesn't feel the pain that the stones are causing on his body. I tell you. It's like, yet though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. In spite of all the challenges, your joy is still there. You are still smiling. You are still moving. You are still doing what you have to do. Those things, Paul said, and none of these things move me. That's the result of spirituality. None of these things move me. I'm untouchable. I'm untouchable. Neither count I my life dear to myself. That's spirituality. How can Jesus say that, Father, forgive them? Hey, me, if I was Jesus, I would have cursed the people. I said, you mother something. You father something. I tell you, hey, it's good Jesus was not a man. Oh. I tell you, I curse you. I tell you. Yeah? When they lash you like that, you. He's a cross. No, it's interesting, you know. You try and provoke somebody right now and see the results of it. Yeah, you provoke somebody. Yeah. You see that they just come to church like that, but they can get passionate bad. Yeah. Or Rastaman. You see, you get cough, you lash your face right now. Why will Jesus not curse the people? Jesus, power. And Pilate says that, will you not speak? Don't you know that I can set you free? Yes, there. How many human beings? Hey, do we say that there's a limit of things that I can take up? I can't say this thing is too much. I've been looking at this. It's been a company. Said to ask for today, this thing must finish. It has become too much. As they were crying, Jesus said, daughters of Jerusalem, you should cry for yourself. I'm going. I'm just about to cross the finish line. You think about yourself. You cry for me? I am just about to finish what my father sent me to do. You are crying? You don't know what you're doing. Cry for yourself. I think some of us maybe have gone through that before. Then you fall down in public and people say, oh, and you just say, oh, no, I okay, all right. I've been there, You were there before. Yeah. You get up and you go. You say, oh, I said, no, I'm fine. Oh, just nothing much. All right. You are right. You are right. Your knee hurting.
Yeah. You just feel so bad and you feel so ashamed. So you get up and you walk around like everything is good. That's the only time you act. Jesus, he didn't act. The most spiritual people of all, he didn't act. He meant everything he said. But he was led like a sheep to the slaughter. It's quiet. Hey, if they were going to crucify me, No, at least I'll try and hit somebody, isn't it? I was like, one of the centurions, the soldiers, you try and give somebody a cough so that they will feel how you're feeling too. Yeah, take off your clacks and lash you. Even the cross, I will not fetch it. Why? What kind of treatment is that? Yeah. Who takes their cross and go and die on it? That's spirituality. Jesus, when they slap you here, Liz, you sure you turn the other side? Nah. The way I know you? Nah. Slap me here and I'll give you the other side? Why? You think I don't feel it? Hmm? Naomi, should I try? I should try. Okay. Jackman, come and hold my hand. Where is he? No, her face will change. Her face will change. Mr. Bishop Man. Yeah, the scripture was for the Jews, not for Gentiles. As Guyanese, the scripture doesn't work for me. Why you knock me? Why you knock me? Why you knock me, sir? He's my father. It's not easy to be spiritual. I don't know how many of you can read your Bible Monday to Friday constantly for a month. Monday to Friday. Wake up in the morning, you read your Bible, you pray. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know how many of you can do that continuously for a month. When was the last time you fasted? January. 21 days. Even that one, when we say we are breaking, you broke before we break. Yeah, no, you come for the prayer. Some people are very bold to come. Some people, they're shy. They don't even come for the prayer. Yeah. Fight to be spiritual. Fight to be spiritual. Fight to stay away from food sometimes. Yeah. Some of you, I'm sure when you go home, you're really looking for something to eat, man. Silvio. That is why we probably don't hear from God that often. Sometimes you think that, where is God? Has God forgotten about me? Does he still remember me? It's because we have not entered into the realm where he is at. Because he says, draw nigh unto me. Come into my realm. And I will meet you, right? He said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you.
It makes us feel like there's no God. It happens like that. You can go months, weeks, and it's like there's nothing interesting about Christianity. It's like a routine. Just go, come, go, come, go, come, go, come. And then sometimes you wonder, but what am I doing? What's going on? That's when some people start missing meetings here and there and all of that. It's like there's no God. God does not exist. I'm not experiencing anything supernatural. Because you have not become spiritual. You've been going and going and going and going and going. You're not paying attention, spending time or taking time aside enter into the spiritual realm. Once you don't go there, you will not meet God. May you become a spiritual Christian. I say, may you become a spiritual Christian. All right, stand to your feet, please. My time is up. You glad? You glad I close early? You glad? Yeah. I said 20, but I went over 20. Amen. Father, tonight, strength. Strength. Spirit of might. Spirit of power. Cover us. Keep up on the narrow way. The straight way. Let us be disciplined. Let us work and walk in the spirit that will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Thank you for speaking to us tonight. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.